弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
时间过得非常的快。
Time has surely flown fast.
我们在3月22号开始在网上聚会。
We started online worship starting on March 22nd.
现在已经6月份了。
Now we are into June.
我们仰望主，看哪一天主带我们和弟兄姐妹能够一同相聚，我们来敬拜主。
We really look up to the Lord for His guidance as when we can actually worship in person.
我们在今天早间和弟兄姐妹分享信息，讲到荣耀盼望。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you the theme, the hope of glory.
我们读到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
We have been reading 1 Thessalonians.
那这个教会呢，是保罗在大灾难中把福音传给他们。
And this is a church where gospel was preached to in great tribulation.
而他们呢，成为在整个那个地区的何等宝贵的见证。
And this church in particular has become a precious testimony in their area.
保罗说到他们，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神。
And how Paul referred to them, that you are the kind of a reception that you turn to God from idols and serve the true and living God.
叫他们怎么样服侍那又真又活的神。
How they serve the true and living God.
他讲到他们等候神的儿子从天降临。
And they are a church that's waiting for the Son to return from heaven.
那这位神的儿子呢，就是从死里复活的。
And whom he raised from the dead.
那为救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
He's Jesus who rescued us from the future wrath.
所以他们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Therefore the church of Thessalonians has this hope.
等候这位主的再来。
They are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
我们一起来唱诗歌第516首。
So we'd like to sing a hymn together, 516.
荣耀的盼望。
Oh, hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望，基督要再临。
Oh, hope of glory, our Christ will return.
我们要被提身体变荣形。
We will be raptured with glory transformed.
享受他快乐，与他同荣耀。
Glorified with him, himself to enjoy.
那时才知道救恩有多高。
In his full likeness, we then will be formed.
荣耀盼望基督再临。
Glorious hope, Christ will return.
荣耀盼望基督再临。
Oh, glorious hope, Christ will return.
我们要被提身体变荣形。
We will be raptured with glory transformed.
荣耀的盼望基督要再临。
Oh, hope of glory, our Christ will return.
我们的主他必定要回来。
Our Lord will surely come back.
我们带着荣耀的盼望，有把握的盼望，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn with assurance, with glory.
早间我们一同分享到这个荣耀的盼望。
And this morning we want to share with you this hope of glory.
我们会讲到复活的盼望。
And we will talk about the hope of resurrection.
还有被提的盼望。
And the hope of rapture.
讲到复活的盼望。
And when it comes to the hope of resurrection.
因为我们的主他已经复活了。
Because our Lord has resurrected.
那在前面我们一起分享到第一章的第九节。
And we just share with you the first chapter and verse 9 of 1 Thessalonians.
那这位神的儿子他从死里面复活了。
How the Son of God has been risen from the dead.
他还要再来。
And how he is coming back.
还救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
To rescue us from upcoming wrath.
复活的盼望。
And this hope of resurrection.
我们一起来读帖前第四章十五节和第十六节。
And let us read together 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven,with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
保罗他在十三节告诉他们说，他讲到论到睡了的人。
And in 13, he already said, concerning those who have fallen asleep.
保罗要让他们认识一件事。
And he wants them to know this.
这些圣徒他们已经去世了。
How some saints have been dead.
但是他们是睡了的人。
But they are considered being falling asleep.
因为如果你不知道，你会忧伤。
If we don't know that fact, then we will be very sorrowful.
像那些没有指望的人一样。
As a people that do not have hope of a resurrection.
是的，这些圣徒他们已经死了。
Yes, indeed, these saints died.
但是他们是睡了。
But...They actually have fallen asleep.
因为睡和死有很大很大的差别。
Being dead is very different from being in a sleep.
有一天他们还要起来。
Because those who have fallen asleep will wake up again.
所以这是讲到复活的盼望。
So this is regarding a hope of resurrection.
有一次有一个父亲，他不知道怎么样来跟他的孩子讲到什么叫做死亡。
And once,A father tried to explain to his son what death was about.
因为他们有一个亲戚过世了。
Because one of their relatives passed away.
这孩子没有办法明白。
And the child could not understand what that meant.
后来父亲跟这个儿子讲。
So the father explained to his son.
有一天你在客厅睡着了。
Just like one day you fell asleep in our living room.
呀，我看到你睡着了，但是你应该到你房间去睡的。
And you're supposed to be sleeping in your own bedroom.
所以我就把你抱到你房间，放到你的床上。
So I carry you to your room and put you on your own bed.
那第二天早上你醒来了。
When you wake up the next morning.
你跟你睡的地方是不一样了。
You wake up at a different place from the night before.
你醒来了。
You wake up.
那什么叫做死亡呢？
So what does death mean?
我们不是像没信主的人一样没有指望。
We're not like people without faith that are hopeless.
他这边告诉我们说，是的，是在主里面是睡了。
Instead, we are falling asleep in the Lord.
有一天我们要醒来。
And one day we'll wake up at a different place.
那这个是什么原因呢？
And why can we do that?
因为主耶稣他已经复活了。
It's all because our Lord Jesus has been resurrected.
在哥林多前书十五章第十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 19.
他讲到说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Says if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
啊，基督已经从死里面复活了。
Oh, Christ has been raised from the dead.
他成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
He has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以主耶稣是第一个出熟的果子。
Therefore, Jesus was the very first fruit.
他复活了。
He was the fruit of resurrection.
他升上去先满足了父神。
And he ascended into heaven to satisfy the Father's heart.
然后他的复活。
And then his resurrection.
今天叫我们有一个何等荣耀的盼望。
Has brought to us this hope of glory.
我们不是只在今生有指望。
Therefore, we don't just have hope for this life.
今生是何等的短暂。
Because this life is very short.
今天我们讲说，有些人好像他的寿命比较长一点，有些人稍微短一点。
Some may live longer, some may live shorter.
我们有认识活到了108岁的。
We have known someone who has lived up to 108 years old.
但是还是非常的短暂。
But even that is still short.
如果我们只在今生有指望。
And therefore, if our hope is only for this life,
我们是何等的可怜。
Then we are very pitiful.
今天神的儿女，我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Yet the children of God has a hope.Of glory.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果我们今天虽然我们有这一个荣耀的盼望
，And dear brothers and sisters, even if we have this hope of glory,
这是一个事实
，That is a fact.
但如果我们不认识
，Yeah, if we do not realize that,
也有神的儿女活在地上，好像活的只有今生有指望
，And they will be living like people who only have hope for this life.
不行的，我们。是有一个荣耀的盼望。
And that is not okay because we are people who have hope of glory.
今天今生是短暂的。
This life is short.
但是主为我们所预备的是永远的。
But what our Lord has prepared for us is something eternal.
今天今生是必朽坏的。
This life will see decay.
但是主为我们预备的是不朽坏的。
But what he has prepared for us is forever.
所以我们在这里要看见这一个荣耀的盼望。
Therefore, we need to see this hope of glory.
因为主耶稣他已经复活了。
Because he has been risen from the dead.
他已经吞灭了死亡直到永远。
He has swallowed death until forever.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And through his death, he has destroyed devil who holds the power of death.
今天死亡不能再来拘禁我们。
Therefore, death cannot bind us anymore.
因为我们是在基督的里面。
Because we are now in Christ.
保罗告诉他们，
Therefore,
我们有这样的一个指望。
Paul told them, we have this hope.
我们不是在世界上好像忧忧愁愁的。
So we don't live in this world very sorrowly.
这个短暂的一生过去了。
And we won't just focus on this short life.
我们没有一个把握说还有一个永远。
And we need to have an assurance knowing there's an eternity after that.
还有更好的。
Something better for us.
有一次去参加一位弟兄的安息聚会。
And I went to a Christian brother's funeral once.
那在他最后一段时间生病非常严重的时候。
And before he passed away, he was quite sick.
我曾经到医院去看他。
And I visited him in the hospital.
那一天刚好他跟他的姊妹啊，在那边讲一些的事情。
And then when I went visit him, he was talking to his wife about something.
我听见他所关心的，所有他的好像所谈的，就是他有另外一个亲戚。
And their conversation focuses on another relative of theirs.
那个亲戚呢，有一些的需要。
This relative has some needs.
所以他很关心，他有很多的交代。
So this sick brother was very concerned about the needs of that relative. So he was talking to his wife to make some arrangement for that relative.
那天我里面非常受感动。
And I was very touched. By what he was saying.
这个弟兄他平常不是好像有很多的服侍啊，在 外面跟人家有很多的怎么样教导啊这些方面的。
This brother in our church, he wasn't very good at teaching or doing a lot of our service where people can see.
但是你知道他面对死亡。
But when he was facing death,
他没有惧怕。
Apparently he had no fear.
他里面的那一个爱对人的关心。
And instead there is a love and a concern for others.
是讲到他一个真实的生命一个见证在那里彰显。
And the true spiritual life was shown forth through his words.
安息聚会的时候，我深深的感觉，我们的弟兄他是毕业了。
And when I attended his funeral, memorial service, I truly sense that he has graduated.
那有一首诗歌，英文讲到 "School days all done."
It's just like a hymn. There's a lyric saying "School days all done."
好像地上所有这个学校。你学完了，你毕业了。
It's like he finished learning all the lessons, then he has graduated successfully.
他等候那个更美的复活。
And he was waiting for the more beautiful resurrection one day.
保罗在这边告诉我们，是的，睡了的人，他们还要再醒过来。
And Paul says, indeed, those who have fallen asleep will come to again.
他讲到说，在那个时候呢，主必亲自从天降临。
And the Lord will come back from heaven.
有呼叫的声音。
And there will be a loud command.
有天使长的声音。
And there will be the voice of an archangel.
他讲到又有神的号吹响。
And also with the trumpet call of God.
在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And the people that die in Christ will rise first.
所以复活好像这边讲得很清楚，有它的次序。
And there's a clear sequence in resurrection.
哦，那一些已经睡了的人。
And those who have fallen asleep.
他们先复活。
They will rise first.
那主再来的时候呢？
And when the Lord comes back.
还活着存留在地上的人。
Those who were still living, who are left behind.
他们要改变。
They will be transfigured.
啊，然后下面一段我们才讲到被提。
And then.They will be raptured.
在临前15章52节
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52 it says
他说就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变
It says in a flash in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
在那一霎时眨眼之间
In a flash, in a twinkling of an eye.
就在那一个时刻
Right at that moment.
虽然我们不知道那日子那时辰到底是什么时候
We don't know when exactly the date or the hour.
但是那一个时刻是必定会来到的
But that day and that hour will surely come.
那什么时候呢
When is that?
他说是号筒末次吹响的时候
It's at the last trumpet sound.
启示录让我们看见有七印。
In the book of Revelation, we all know there are seven seals.
那第七印里面呢有七个号。
And in the seventh seal, there is seven trumpets.
所以不同的号吹响的时候有不同的灾。
And different disaster will occur at the sound of different trumpets.
所以我们看见在启示录那一个讲到最后有七年的大灾难
And also it talks about there will be 7 years of tribulation
然后到了号筒七个号筒在那里吹响
And when the seventh trumpet sounds
那在第七号吹响的时候
When that last trumpet sounds
就是这边讲到号筒末次吹响的时候
That's what is referred here at the last trumpet
那我们看见这个复活这样的一个盼望就临到所有神儿女的身上。
And the resurrection will come upon all the children of God.
他说死人要复活成为不朽坏的。
And those died will be raised up imperishable.
原生我们原本我们在今生所有的不过是必朽坏的。
And everything we have in this life will perish one day.
我们的肉身也是必朽坏的。
Even our physical body will perish one day.
在地上的不过是羞辱的。
And everything on earth is nothing but perishable.
但是复活的是荣耀的。
But what's raised from the dead will be glorious.
他说我们都要改变。
Here says we will be changed.
我们要穿上一个荣耀的身体。
And we will wear a glorious body.
那叫做身体的得赎。
And that is the redemption of our body.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
我们有血气的身体，到那一天呢，我们也必有灵性的身体。
And since we have this body in flesh.And on that day, we'll have a body of imperishable.
所以保罗在临前他一直告诉我们讲到那个重。
And that's why Paul keep on telling us in the First Corinthians that we are planting.
今天我们所做的一切你要知道好像是那个重。
Whatever we're doing in this life is like planting seeds.
那今天你种树。
If you plant a tree.
今天它生长的时候。
When it grows up.
好像那个种子经过了死亡
The seed that has gone through the process of death
然后生命的大能复活的大能显露出来
The great power of life The great power of resurrection will be manifested
所种的是羞辱的
So what we plant is something that will perish
复活的是荣耀的
But what comes out of it is glorious
所种的是软弱的
And if we plant weakness
复活的是强壮的
But what comes out of it will be power
所种的是血气的身体
And what we plant may be flesh
复活的是灵性的身体
But what comes out will be spiritual
那若有血气的身体也必有灵性的身体
And if we have fleshly body now we will have a spiritual appearance then
所以主的话讲得那么的确定
And the word of the Lord is so certain
弟兄姐妹我们的盼望这个把握也要这么的坚定
Therefore, that's why we can have the sure hope.
今天我们可能都在做这一个交换。
And right now, we are in this in exchanging process.
很多时候我们摆上的。
A lot of times, what we put up.
我们为主付出的。
What we offer for the Lord's sake.
今天我们所舍弃的。
What we give up for His sake.
你要知道，这不过是短暂的。
Make sure we understand everything now is short term.
但是今天我们正在这里要来得着那个永远的。
And we are in the process of gaining something that's everlasting.
那今天我们所放下的不过是必朽坏的。
What we let go today is perishable.
但是我们正在得着那个不朽坏的。
Yeah, we are in the process of gaining something that's imperishable.
是的，那个身体的得赎，那个改变，我们说在那一霎时，在那一瞬间。
Yes, the change, the transfiguration of our physical body happens in a moment, in a flash.
但是我们这个短暂在肉身里面的这些日子
But the days in our short life
却非常非常的重要
are critical in that process.
跟我们那一天的变化绝对有关系的
And it has a lot to do with the final transfiguration that day.
今天神正在我们的身上叫我们在肉身的里面我们就来经历
And God is helping us to experience in our flesh.
我们不是只是说等到那一天我就忽然改变了
We don't just change suddenly that moment.
是的那一个荣耀的盼望
Yes, the hope of glory.
是会改变我们今天的生活
Will change how we live today.
所以我们有一个复活的盼望。
So you and I have this hope of resurrection.
然后他讲到说我们有一个被提的盼望。
And on top of that, we have a hope of rapture.
请我们一起来读帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十七节和十八节。
Let's read together 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 17 and 18.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就要和主永远同在所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰
After that we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and so we will be with the Lord foreverTherefore, encourage each other with these words.
是的，我们在前面讲到说，那些已经睡了的人，他们要再起来。
Yes, we just talk about those who have fallen asleep will rise first.
他们要先复活。
And they will wake up first.
有人会说，那他们现在在哪里呢？
Some may ask, then who are they now? Where are they now?
我们知道 我们的主在十字架上。
We all knew what happened to the Lord when he was crucified.
旁边有一个强盗。
A robber next to him.
这个强盗是何等的蒙福。
He was truly blessed.
虽然我们不知道他们做了多少的坏事。
We don't know how much crime he has committed during his life.
但是在十字架两边，这两个强盗把所有的人类就分开来了。
But the two robbers are dividing the entire human race into two.
有一个他拒绝了主。
One robber refused Christ.
另外一个他说主啊你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
And the other robber pleaded to the Lord says when you come back in your kingdom please remember me.
他蒙了一个何等大的恩典。
He has been so blessed.
他不单得着了这样的一个拯救。
Not only he was saved.
主告诉他说今日你要和我同在乐园里了。
The Lord also told him that you will be with me in paradise today.
是的他们都要睡了。
Yes, both of them will fall into a sleep.
但是是在乐园的里面。
But one robber will be in the paradise.
而且这个强盗他说了一句我们也想象不到一个强盗他可能没有任何什么样的训练知识背景他怎么会说主啊你德国降临的时候
And also to our great amazement how can this robber who has very little education and little knowledge about the spiritual thing how could he know that the Lord will come back in his kingdom
我们知道是我们的父神用这个强盗来激励我们的主
We all know it's our Father GodUse this robber to encourage our Lord on the cross.
十字架何等的痛苦，何等的可怕。
The cross was so dreadful, so painful.
我们的主受了极大的痛苦。
And our Lord was in great pain.
而且他要进入第二个阶段，真的是受父神所有最严厉的审判和刑罚。
And he was about to enter into the second phase of crucifixion, where he will receive the judgment of sin from the Father.
这个强盗说：“主啊，你就要得国了。”
Yeah, this robber reminded our Lord that your kingdom is coming.
啊，让主看见前面的喜乐。
So that our Lord can see the joy laying ahead.
他轻看羞辱，忍受十架的苦难。
So he could despise the shame and endure the cross.
我们知道主说，今日你要和我同在乐园里。
When the Lord replied to the robber that you will be with me in paradise today.
这些已经睡了的圣徒，他们在乐园里。
It tells us clearly that all the saints who have fallen asleep will be in the paradise.
是在阴间有主同在的地方。
And they will be in Hades, in a place where the Lord's presence is full.
但是时候到了，他们要先复活。
And when the time comes, these saints will rise first.
然后呢，和地上要改变的圣徒，然后一同的被提。
And the saints on earth who are still alive will be raptured.
我们讲到被提。
When we talk about rapture,
在出埃及记34章26节
in Exodus chapter 34 verse 26,
他讲到说地里首先出手之物要送到耶和华你神的殿。
Says bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God.
所以我们看见一个讲到出手之物。
Here we know there's first fruit in the soil.
前面我们说到主耶稣他是第一个出手的果子。
And we all know Jesus is that first fruit.
他首先献在神的面前。
He offered himself to God first.
那神的心何等的满足。
And to satisfy God's heart.
那第二个我们看见在教会的里面。
And also in his church.
有出手的。
There also are first fruits.
那这一些是首先要来献给神的。
And these will be presented and offered to God first.
那第二个呢，我们也看见他有讲到地上的庄稼已经熟了。
And also in God's eyes, there's a harvest ready.
那这个是在启示录14章14节。
In Revelation chapter 14, verse 14.
他讲到说，我观看有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子。
It says, I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was like a son of man.
他头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
With a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
那十五节讲到说，有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说，伸出你的镰刀来收割。
And then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, take your sickle and reap.
然后因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
For the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
所以我们在圣经里面看见，他讲到说有出熟的那一个部分。
Here in the Bible, Claire tells us there is a first fruit.
出熟之物。
And that is ripe.
是的，要送给耶和华。
And need to be presented to the Lord our God.
那另外呢，在还有一个庄稼已经熟透了。
And then on the second hand, there is this harvest which is ripe.
也是要收割的。
That needs to be reaped too.
所以启示录这边讲到的收割。
So the harvest here in the Revelation.
是帖前第四章讲到整个教会要被提。
It's the same thing that's mentioned in 1 Thessalonians where the most of the church will be raptured.
要在空中在云里要与主相会。
Will meet with the Lord in the air.
但是很多地方讲到出熟之物。
A lot of times you see the first fruit is mentioned in the Bible.
那这是在那个教会被提之前的。
And that happens before the rapture of the church.
是教会中的得胜者。
Those are the overcomers in God's church.
是代表者。
And they are representative.
神先把他们收去
and God will take them first
也就是在启示录里面讲到那个男孩子
and that is the boy mentioned in the book of Revelation
一直被提到宝座
and he was raptured all the way to the throne of God
所以在这边我们又看见讲到被提
here we see the fact of rapture
是我们有一个荣耀的盼望
we have this hope of glory
到那一天我们知道哦，号筒要响。
We know one day the trumpet will sound.
死人要复活。
And the dead will rise.
是到号筒末次吹响的时候。
And at the sound of the last trumpet.
是的，圣徒要被提。
All the saints will be lifted up and raptured.
在空中，在云里与主相会。
To meet with our Lord in the air.
主从他的宝座降临，先降临在空中。
When the Lord comes back from his throne, he will first stop in the air.
但是在宝座那里呢？
But at the place of where his throne is,
是由得胜者先被提到宝座。
Overcomers have been raptured there.
所以主是和这些得胜的他们一起降临到空中。
So the Lord will come to the air from heaven with these overcomers.
好，他千万的圣者。
And his many saints.
然后在空中，在云里。教会被提和主一同来相会
and while he's in the air the church will be raptured to meet with him in the air
这是一个何等荣耀的盼望
oh what a glorious hope that is
那天我们和众圣徒能够这样子一同的相会
and we will meet with all the holy saints in the air together
和我们所爱的主在荣耀里面能够相会
and we're going to face to face meet with our Lord who loves us so much
所以我们有把握教会都要被提。
We are sure of the fact that entire church will be raptured.
但是弟兄姐妹，主也给我们一个渴慕。
But also the Lord has given us this longing.
我们渴望在那一个出熟之物当中，我们是有份的。
That we long to be part of that first fruit.
所以我们说有两班的被提。
Therefore there are two classes of rapture.
我们的把握说是的，第二班。所有的庄稼熟透的时候，主要来收割的。
Yes, we are sure when the harvest is ripe, the Lord will reap.
但是我们里面有一个渴望。
But we have an even deeper longing.
主在这里呼召神的儿女。
And the Lord is also calling us to be that.
要我们好好的追求。
That we will pursue Him.
他呼召得胜者。
He calls for overcomers.
每一个教会他都呼召得胜者。
And He calls for overcomers from every church.
今天得胜者是教会的代表者。
Because these overcomers are representatives of His church.
我们心仰望我们的主。
Our heart is long for Him.
那在这个里面呢，今天我们知道有这个荣耀的盼望。
And so through his words, we know for sure we have the hope of glory.
主要我们在他来的时候，在他面前我们能够站立得住。
And he wants us to be able to stand firm in his presence when he comes.
在帖前二章十九和二十节。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 19 it says,
他讲到说我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Isn't it not you?Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
你看保罗他何等爱这些圣徒。
See how much Paul loved these saints.
他的盼望和喜乐是帖撒罗尼迦教会这班圣徒。
And his hope and his joy lies on the saints in Thessalonians.
他知道说这一班圣徒是的是在大患难的里面。
He knows clearly that how they are in great tribulation.
但是叫他们不要忧伤。
But he asked them, do not lose hope.
因为他们和我们一样都有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because he, they and he share the same glorious hope.
那是复活的盼望，那是被提的盼望。
It's the hope of resurrection one day, hope of rapture one day.
是的，当主来的时候。
So when Jesus returns,
我们怎么在他面前站立得住呢？
How can we stand firm in his presence?
那他在第三章里面告诉我们
In chapter 3, Paul told us
愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心和爱众人的心都能够增长充足
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else
他说如同我们爱你们一样
Just as ours does for you
所以一面讲到不但我们彼此相爱
So on one hand we love one another
弟兄姐妹，今天已经到了末后的时代。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we are now living in the end days.
所以保罗在这边所劝勉他们的。
So what Paul is cautioning them or encouraging them?
对我们这些圣徒来讲，我们更是知道说日子不多了。
Should be even more so to us who live in the end.
他叫我们能够真实的彼此相爱。
He's to love each other truly.
而且并且呢，要爱众人的心。都能够增长
and also let this love increase and overflow to everyone
他讲到说当我们主耶稣同他圣徒来的时候
So may he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy
在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备
In the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones
主来的时候在这边告诉我们说盼望我们在主面前站立得住
and he just prayed that we can stand firm when Jesus returns
让我们是圣洁没有可责备的
that we are blameless and holy
弟兄姐妹今天都是在预备的日子
dear brothers and sisters we are in the days of getting ourselves ready
所以帖前第四章第七节讲到神召我们
that's why 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 it says in verse 7That God has called us.
不是叫我们沾染污秽。
He does not call us to be impure.
乃是要我们成为圣洁。
But to live a holy life.
我们要圣洁。
We need to be holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
今天神呼召我们。
And God has called us.
从世界中分别出来。
Out of this filthy world.
今天我们虽然在世界。
We may be living in this world.
我们却不属于这个世界。
But we are not of this world.
哦，弟兄姐妹，主住在我们的里面。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this holy God lives in us.
是他何等的圣洁。
He is holy.
他何等的荣耀。
He is glorious.
他叫我们不要沾染污秽。
So he doesn't call us to be impure.
今天世界在我们里面一无所有。
Therefore, the world has no hold in us.
我们知道我们是被分别出来的。
And we know we have been set aside.
我们可以将自己献上当作活祭。
And we can offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
我们都是主付了重价买回来的。
He has paid a great price to bring us back.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们说感谢主。
And we thank him for that.
不单他讲到成为圣洁
Not only he said be holy
这对我们预备等候主来何等的重要
Because it is so important for us to be ready for his return
另外他讲到彼此相爱
And also he cautioned us to love one another
不单我们说和神的儿女我们彼此相爱
We don't just love other brothers and sisters
他讲到这个爱 好像从我们身上能够流露出去。
But let this love flow out through us.
今天世界上的人充满了恨，他们何等需要真实的爱。
And people in this world are full of hatred. They need love.
只有我们的主，他是真实的爱。
And only our Lord Jesus Christ is that true love.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
他爱，他舍了他独生的儿子。
He has loved this world so much that he gave his one and only son.
我们的主他就是爱。
And our Lord is love.
所以他甘愿为我们因爱舍掉他的自己。
That's why he willingly laid down his life for us.
为我们死，且死在十字架上。
He laid down his life on the cross.
圣灵是爱。
And the Holy Spirit is love.
将基督的爱，将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God poured down His love.
那这个爱从神儿女的身上能够流露出去。
So that this love can flow out through the children of God.
我们说在末后的时代。
And in these end days.
盗贼来要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
仇敌用各样他的方法，他的能力。
And through every possible means, the enemy is trying to destroy.
今天他制造许多的纷争。
And he's trying to cause troubles and divisions.
制造许多的仇恨。
He's creating hatred among men.
当我们看见这些日子，有许多事情在这里发生。
And these days, we see many things happen.
这有好多你觉得真的是很不幸。
And a lot of very sad things happen.
有好多我们不明白怎么样有这些的灾难临到呢
And sometimes we don't understand how can these troubles come like this
是有很多人在苦难中有很多人在受着不公平的待遇
And a lot of people are suffering and a lot of people are mistreated
我们反对所有的种族的歧视
And indeed we object to all the racism
我们反对不公与不义
And we object any injustice and unrighteous things.
我们也反对暴力的行为。
And we also reject any violence.
诗篇八十九篇第十四节。
And Psalm 89 verse 4 says.
他说公平和公义是你宝座的根基。
Says justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne.
慈爱和诚实行在你面前。
And mercy and truth shall go before your face.
是的，在这个世界，在末后的时代，充满了黑暗。
Yes, this time is full of darkness.
充满了仇恨。
Full of hatred.
今天仇敌在夜最深的时候，他用他所有的力量，想要来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And in this darkest hour, the enemy is trying his very might to destroy, to kill, and steal.
马丁路德金恩博士哈，那他讲了一句话。
And Dr. Martin Luther King said this.
他讲到说，黑暗不能驱散黑暗。
He said, darkness cannot dispel darkness.
但是光可以。
But light can.
仇恨不能驱散仇恨。
And hatred cannot dispel hatred.
但是爱可以。
But love can.
今天世界充满了黑暗。
And right now, this world is full of darkness.
只有真光能够驱逐黑暗。
Only true light can dispel darkness.
主说，我就是世界的光。
And the Lord says, I am the light of this world.
只有这个光能够将世界所有的黑暗除去。
Only this light can dispel all the darkness.
但是今天这个光怎么能够照耀出去呢？
But how can this true light shine forth?
今天这个光在我们的里面。
And this light is in us.
圣经告诉我们说，你们的光要照在人的面前。
And Bible says, let your light shine.
灯要放在灯台上。
And the lamp supposed to be put on top of the table.
今天光是借着神的儿女照射出去的。
And so the true light cannot be shown unless through the children of God.
他说叫别人看见我们的好行为。
So that people can see our good deeds.
将荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God.
哦，我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
世界充满了黑暗。
And this world is full of darkness.
黑暗不能驱逐黑暗。
And darkness cannot dispel darkness.
真光才能够驱逐。
Only the light can cast off.
弟兄姐妹，我们求主得着我们。
And so we ask the Lord to receive us, to use us.
我们是光。
Let's be His light.
这个光要借着，要透过我们才能够照射出去。
And through us, God's light can be shown.
今天他讲到说，是的，世界上里面好多好多的仇恨。
Yes, there are so many kinds of hatred these days.
仇敌就是做这样的事情。
And that's the deeds of the enemy.
最后你看见民攻打民，国攻打国。
And as God has prophesied that.People will fight with people, and nation will be in war with one another.
我们知道神就是爱。
Yet we also know God is love.
他叫我们彼此相爱。
And He wants us to love one another.
他要我们知道说，爱众人的心也要充足，要增长。
He wants this love to increase and overflow for one another and for everybody.
今天只有真的爱能够驱逐这些仇恨。
Only genuine love can cast out all these hatreds.
这个爱是永远的爱。
And this is an everlasting love.
这个爱是牺牲的爱。
And it's love that's sacrificial.
这是耶稣基督的爱。
And this is the love of Jesus Christ.
这是神的大爱。
And this is the love of God.
今天这个爱在我们的里面。
And now this love dwells inside of us.
我们祷告主，让这爱能够流露出去。
We need to pray that this love will flow out through us.
从我们身上能够活出来。
Can be lived out through us.
我们为这个世代祷告。
We need to pray for this time.
我们为着美国现在所发生各样的情形，我们在主面前祷告。
We need to pray for the things that are happening on this land.
是我们都需要。回转到主的面前。
We all need to return and repent before the Lord.
我们求主怜悯我们。
We need to beg for His mercy.
他破碎我们。
So that He can break us.
好像真光能够照耀出去。
So the true light can shine forth.
让真的爱能够流露出去。
And true love can be shown.
愿主得着我们。
May the Lord use us.
真的成为和平之子。
To be sons of peace.
我们有荣耀的盼望。
Because we are people with the hope of glory.
我们有复活的盼望。
And we have the hope of resurrection.
我们有被提的盼望。
And we have the hope of rapture.
今天是等候的日子。
Now we are waiting for that day.
今天也是预备的日子。
Also the day of getting ourselves ready.
我们把自己更多仰望在主的面前。
So we need to entrust ourselves in the hands of God.
我们为着神的家、神的教会来祷告。
And we need to pray for His house, for His church.
叫教会今天在地上。
So that church on earth
能够有一个荣耀的见证彰显出来。
Can show forth a glorious testimony.
我们在主面前已经有一点的祷告。
Let us pray before the Lord together.
主，我们何等的感谢你
！Lord, we thank you so much.
你为我们付了重价
，for you have paid a great price for us.
买我们回来归给你
，you have redeemed us.
你呼召我们
，also you called us.
从世界中被分别出来
，to be set aside from this world.
我们都是属你的
，we all belong to you.
你让我们知道有一个何等荣耀的盼望
，and you have given us.A hope of glory.
那一天我们都要一同的复活。
And we will for sure resurrect again.
要改变。
We will be changed.
要被提。
We'll be raptured.
要在荣耀里与你来相会。
We will meet you in the air.
主啊，今天地上所有的一切不过是短暂的。
Everything in this life is nothing but short term.
不过是必朽坏的。
And will perish.
但是你正在为我们预备那个永远的那个荣耀的。
But what you have prepared for us are something that's everlasting and glorious.
是不朽坏的。
And will not perish.
主啊，求主你得着我们。
Oh Lord, please obtain us.
在今天你做神的工作。
And work deep in us.
哦，叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we become blameless and holy.
叫我们里面充满了你的爱。
So that we are full of love.
叫我们彼此相爱，我们爱众人的心都能够充足增长。
And may the love we have for each other and for everyone will increase and overflow.
主，我们求你得着我们。
Lord, please obtain us.
在地上成为你的见证人。
To be your witnesses on earth.
得着我们成为那和平之子。
To be peacemakers.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
和平之子。
And peacemaker.
那这是圣法兰西斯他的一个祷告。
And this is a prayer by Saint Francis.
使我做你和平之子。
Make me a channel of your peace.
在憎恨之处播下你的爱。
Where there's hatred, Let me bring your love.
在伤痕之处拨下你宽恕。
Where there is injury, your pardon.
在怀疑之处拨下信心。
Oh Lord, and where there's doubt, true faith in you.
巴不得我们也都祷告。
May this be our prayer.
主啊，使我做你和平之子。
Oh Lord, make me a channel of your peace.
在绝望之处拨下你盼望。
Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope.
在幽暗之处播下你光明。
Where there is darkness, only light.
在忧愁之处播下欢愉。
And where there's sadness, ever joy.
哦，主啊，使我少为自己求。
Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek.
少求受安慰，但求安慰人。
So much to be counseled as to counsel.
少求被了解，但求了解人。
To be understood as to understand.
少求爱，但求全心付出爱。
To be loved as to love with all my soul.
愿这首诗歌成为我们每一位我们的祷告。
May this hymn become our prayer.
我们眼睛如油